He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 537. Well, as you know, we are definitely at the winter season, and one of the things I've been meaning to do for a long time is to hook up some automated thermostats. And as we know, there's just a ton of thermostats out there. Probably the most famous one, I would think, is the Google Nest. I happen to have two Google Nests thermostats. I also have two or three Honeywell thermostats that I use. And this time I decided to go with the Wyze thermostats. So I have two thermostats here in Prescott that I need to hook up. Because I want to be able to control the temperature of my house, even though I'm not there. It gets pretty cold up here, and sometimes I want to boost the heat up. I also want to make sure that the heat is always on, because I don't want any frozen pipes. So this time around, I am going to try out the Wyze. I have used, as I said, the Honeywells. They're okay. I wouldn't recommend them. Again, I've had two or three of those, and one works, the other doesn't work. I go, I repair it, I leave that property across the country, only to find out another week later that it's offline again. So I'm not thrilled with the Honeywell in general. Their tech support is pretty much non-existent, so just the heck with it. Google Nest has been okay, but again, I decided to try the Wyze. To be quite honest with you, it's because I got them on sale pretty cheap when they first came out. They've been sitting here for probably 6 months, and now I have decided to finally hook them up. So we're going to take a look at that today, and of course we have some apps of the day. So let's take a peek at actually what this is. As I mentioned, these thermostats are, I would say, fairly economical to purchase. Right now they're at $71 a piece, but these will work on all pretty much all your new systems. They're good for cooling and heating. You can operate these remote. What's very nice about these is the feature set. You can control from the app, so obviously any smartphone that you have, doesn't matter the operating system, the iOS or the Android operating system, it works with pretty much everything. This is what I like here. It works with voice assistance, so you can adjust your thermostat using your Alexa and Google. That's real handy, so you just yell, you know, Alexa or whatever you're using, you know, increase the kitchen thermostat to whatever or decrease. What's also nice is you can schedule these. You can put it on daily schedules for waking up, sleeping, whatever you want. Very, very handy. This also will track your energy loose, your energy use, not your energy loose, and tell you what your current history is, and also suggest some tips for you. They say a 20-minute installation. It is not 20 minutes unless you're a genius and a HVAC technician. It takes, I would say, easily 45 minutes to an hour. We'll talk about that in a minute. Adjust your thermostat on the go. No matter where you are in the world, you're always just a few taps away from dialing in the perfect temperature. So these things are really great. They'll keep your house at an even temperature. It's going to save energy, keeps your plumbing from freezing, and your pets will love it. As I said, it works with the voice assist. You just talk to it and it will do what you want. They are fairly good looking, and we'll take a close up of that. And that's pretty much it. They all kind of sort of do the same thing. The main thing is you want to make sure that you're not going to damage or blow up your HVAC. The other thing that's nice about this is it's auto scheduling. This will learn algorithms from automating your temperature. In other words, the Wise thermostat is going to learn what you like. When you like it, it creates schedules based on the balance of savings and comfort. So that's pretty nice. All in all, they're really good. They do have a video here that very easily shows you how to hook these up. And what I am going to do right now is let's actually take a look at the video, and we can see what these things actually look like in real life. So this is what the device looks like. As you can see, it just literally hangs on the wall, and that's it. Now here you see the thermostat. You can actually adjust the temperature to whatever you want right on the thermostat. It's also push enabled, so if you push it, it will tell you the current temperature. It will tell you, you know, what your adjusted temperature will be. And pretty straightforward as far as that goes. Also, you can get into the settings directly on the unit itself. And of course, that's extremely handy to do. Anything you can do on the thermostat, you can do certainly on the app itself. So as you can see, it's very versatile, it's very functional, it's very simple to use, not much involved. So let's take a look at a couple pictures, and I think that's going to show everything. The first thing you want to do when you're installing these things, believe me, is one, you want to call Wise. They have a toll-free number. I don't know if I was fortunate or what. I usually have good luck with their tech support. They answered on the second ring. I got a wonderful tech. Her name was Natasha out of the Philippines. She was awesome. She really knew her stuff. I had three of these to install. I have three different systems in this house, and she walked me through it just really easily. So let's take a look at what you have to do. Now, I have to tell you, it's very intimidating to do this. So you want to pay attention. You want to verify at least 2-3 times that your wiring is correct. We'll show you that. And also make sure that you're in touch with the technician on the phone. They'll take an hour. I was on the phone almost 2 hours with her. One was pretty complicated. We'll take a peek at that. So I'm not going to show you how to install them because everybody's installation and wiring is totally different. But I'll give you a general overview as to what mine looked like. And I'm sure yours is very similar. So let's take a look at the first photograph. There it is. As you could see, it could be pretty intimidating, but what I want to point out is that right here, most of your thermostats will have a schematic there that says RBOG, and they usually correspond to the wire that's in this little bus here. So if you can see R, that means it's red. If you can see O, orange. This is blue, but they call it cyan, which is fine, and you'll see yellow or Y1. So there is a method to the madness. Now, most of your systems, when you take that thermostat off the wall, or at least the cover, you'll see something like that. Let's take a look at another one and get a feel for what something else may look like. And again, these can get pretty complicated, so let's take a peek here. Here's another diagram. This one was definitely more complicated. I also want to call your attention to the jumper wires here. There's a jumper wire there, and there's a jumper wire there. Don't let those freak you out. You're basically going to pull those off. And again, you can see everything is labeled. And what's nice about this is that the tech will walk you through this step by step. What you're going to do is actually remove that thermostat off the wall. Now, before you do that, what you will do is you're going to get a card. It's going to look something like this, okay? And you'll see here that they have all these little tags already made for you, and you're going to peel this off. And you're going to put this on your yellow, your orange, whatever your number is. And again, the tech will guide you through all that. So when you pull that device off, these will all be tagged properly. And then at that point, when you put the new device up, you'll actually match the ones that you've just tagged. So it's very simple. Also, when you put the app on, it will tell you if it's wired correctly or not, and it actually runs a test. So I don't want to say it's foolproof. Again, it's not for the faint of heart. You really got to pay attention. But I was able to get three of them up without too much problem. And then after I got the first one up, I was pretty much on automatic pilot. I had the tech there. Also, they're going to tell you to turn off the fuses because you don't want to work with the power live. It's typically low voltage, like 24 volts on these wires, but you don't want to accidentally touch them together. You may short out something. You always want to work with the power off when you're dealing with electricity, especially your HVAC. You don't want to mess that up, trust me. Also, you're going to get a couple other parts. I didn't have to use these. When I opened up the box, I go, oh man, this looks like it's going to be torture, but I didn't even use these. We didn't even talk about these on the phone call. So again, they have great instructions. They have a very nice easy to use, easy to follow instruction manual. But I'm telling you, even though you can go on the web and find videos and watch them, but my recommendation is to call their tech support and let them walk you through it. The other thing that they do that is really helpful is you could take a picture on your phone of the thermostat wiring that you have now that's existing, and you can send them that photo, and while you're on the phone, they'll say, okay, we see your wiring, and they actually could send that to the technical people within Wyze, and they do this pretty much quickly, and they come back and say, yes, you're compatible, no, you're not compatible, or okay, we're ready to proceed, so that they have an understanding of what your wiring is. Again, this is definitely doable. It's not that hard, but you have to pay attention. So when I was all set and done, all three of them work flawlessly. I am very, very, very happy with it. Okay, let's take a look at the actual, I'm trying to find my button here. Let's take a look at the actual website that they have, which is right here. This is, the Wyze webpage will show you a bunch of things that the thermostat will do, but also, of course, it's going to show you just a bazillion products that they have, and I have quite a few of them. I've been pretty pleased with them. I have the Wyze watch. I have several of their cameras. I don't have their vacuum. That's okay, but they have a ton of stuff, even a Wyze car. I don't have that yet. they're great products. I do have their bulbs, and I love their plugs. I did have one plug that unfortunately didn't work, and I got to tell you, I called the company, and I still haven't returned it yet, but they want a receipt. They want to know what's wrong with it. I was surprised. I thought they'd just say, hey, send us back the old one, and we'll send you a new one or whatever, but that wasn't the case, so I'll deal with that later. I usually have no problems dealing with Wyze, so... again, you can see that they have a bunch of products there, and feel free to look that over. They do make some handy things. If you're going to look on Amazon, this sells for $74 at the moment. The price will change frequently. I have no problems with it whatsoever. It shows you all about that, and of course, if you have a problem, as always with Amazon, you're able to return the product with zero or no problem. And of course, that's always a good thing. Poor Amazon. Okay, so again, I like the Wyze thermostat. I give it 4 stars out of 5. The reason I don't give it 5, and I won't give any of the thermostats 5, is because they can be challenging to hook up. Again, this one was not too bad. The tech support was superlative, so definitely dig in and try that out. Now let's take a look at some apps of the day. So our first app is a real beauty. This is called Smiling Mind. Now, listen, everybody out there should be meditating. I try it frequently. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Depends how stressed out I am. This one is one of the better meditation apps out there, called Smiling Mind. It's totally free. This has been loaded 5.9 million times, over almost 6 million users of this. So that's real nice. They update it all the time. Check it out if you're ever interested in doing some meditation. I need to do more the last couple weeks. Not good. not good meditating. In any event, our next app is called Email Blue Mail Calendar. Blue Mail is a free, secure, outstanding design universal email app. It features smart and elegant user experiences. It is capable of managing unlimited numbers of mails, which you would need today. And it allows for smart push notifications, group emailing, and just a bunch of other things. This gets a 4.5 out of 5. What's nice about this is it can keep all your emails in one place. So if you have a Yahoo account and an Outlook account and a Gmail and AOL and all the other bazillion mails that are out there, this will allow you to import and get all the mail on one email browser, if you will, and it really works well. This is available, I believe, on both operating systems. Right now I'm showing you the one that's on the operating system for the Android. So if you want to have a different look and a different feel and be able to do a zillion things that a lot of them won't let you do, this is a great email client for you, and I really like it. Now, our next app is called Resilio Sync. I can't recommend this enough. This is a really nice app, totally free. What it does is it's going to let you transfer directly from device to device. So if you have photos or videos or documents or storage limits, this is the device that you want to do. Also for security, what this thing does is it's going to let you create your own private cloud, okay, on your computer locally, and you're going to be able to securely transfer files between your Mac, your PC, your NAS drive, whatever you want, on your own server. So that's nice, and it will sync them together so all your files are transferred. You don't have to worry about paying for storage or third parties. Your identity is kept quiet and safe. There's no one that's going to attack it because it's internal, and it's really nice. It always syncs your card, your phone to your cloud computing. Again, that cloud is local on your computer, and this is really, really nice. I've been using this since it came out. I have never had one problem with it, and this is what I use to keep my files nice, especially the photos that I take with my phone. They're always backed up on an exclusive 8 terabyte hard drive that's plugged into my PC. So, wonderful app. Definitely check this out. Okay, our next app is your phone companion. This allows you to link to Windows 10. Again, a wonderful, wonderful app. This one, it's just a no-brainer. You love your phone, so does your PC. Get instant access to everything you love on your phone right from your PC. To get started, install your phone companion like you would any other app. This is primarily for the Android, and it's going to link your phone directly to your PC. Guess what? You can make and receive calls right on your PC. Yeah. Wonderful app. It has a tremendous amount of features. It's totally free. You can make and receive calls from your PC. You can manage your Android phone notifications on your PC, access your favorite mobile apps. Imagine that. You can run your mobile apps right from your PC. So essentially what that means, if you have a favorite app like a police scanner or weather or whatever it is that you want, you can actually sit in front of your PC and have your phone right on the PC. That's pretty handy. It really is. So by all means, check this app out. I really, really like it. I don't know why it only gets 3.9. I give it 4.8. I love this app. Nice, nice. Now, the next couple apps are photo apps. And if you're wondering what apps you should load, because there's a bazillion of them out there, these are for both platforms, the next couple apps. The Photoshop Camera Photo Filters is one of the better apps out there. You know what? Anything made by Adobe is usually outstanding. This is a totally free photo editor camera app that's going to give you all kinds of filters and special effects even before you take the shot. You can show off your unique style with over 100 aesthetic, instant-worthy lens effects, filters, and all kinds of things. This is really a giant special effects app, totally free, and it does some nice things, auto-toning, portrait controls, bokeh, just all kinds of special effects that you could imagine. this will do. Again, this is one of these just no-brainer apps. It works so well. I don't know why you wouldn't want to download this. Really, really nice. Again, it's Photoshop Camera Photo Filters, available on all platforms. Another Adobe winner, and I've talked about this a couple times, is the Adobe Photoshop Fix. This is an all-around great app to use for any type of fixing of a photograph. You have a telephone pole you want to get rid of, you want to increase the contrast, you want to add a special effect, you want to liquefy, you want to lighten things, you want to edit. This is really good. It's very precise. I don't know why it gets 3.4. Well, I do, because there's a learning curve to these apps. You just don't load them and start clicking buttons. It takes some time to learn it. And Adobe is very robust with their feature sets, and it does have a learning curve. So that's why they're typically not rated as high as they should be. If you take the time, you'll be able to learn how to work that. Now, another app, again, available on both platforms. This app is great. It's always upgraded. Available, as I said, on both platforms. It's PixArt Animator, GIF and Video. This is really cool. If you want to do some animations, you can do that. We'll take a... Oh, that video's unavailable. I'm sorry. Let's go back. With PixArt, it'll allow you to create animations in coordination with cartoons. It's very easy to use. You click a couple buttons, you know how to use it. Learning curve on this, minimal. Your kids are going to love this. You're going to love this, and it's a lot of fun to play around with. Again, it's great to get your kids involved with these things because it enhances their creativity. It keeps them from being bored, and they have a lot of fun with it. And our last app of the day is called Remix Live. Now today, the thing that's in is the beats and making your own music. This thing is amazing that it's free. It does have some things that you can buy in it, available additional purchases. But this is really cool. Let's see if this is available. Yeah, it is. Let's check it out. Wow, what an app. I mean, are you kidding me? That does a lot of stuff for free. It's so much fun. It's so easy to use. You're going to go bonkers with it. You'll enjoy using it, as, of course, your kids will. So, again, by all means, check that out. It's totally free. One more time, it's a Remix Live. Makes music and beats. I believe it's only available just on the Android platform, as far as I know. But again, you can do a Google search on iOS system and see what they have for making your own music and for doing beats. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.